This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Union has endorsed the post-Brexit trade deal with Britain to set to go into effect January 1st. Spokesperson Sebastian Fischer of Germany said, quote, green light, EU ambassadors have unanimously approved the provisional application of the EU-UK trade and cooperation agreement, end quote. Germany currently holds the EU presidency. UK Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said businesses should get ready for disruptions when the new free trade agreement takes effect Thursday night.
With any transition, there are occasional bumpy moments, and that's why government is there to help business to be ready.
The deal announced last Thursday still must be retrospectively ratified by the European Parliament, which is expected in late February. United Kingdom authorities are expected to approve the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine this week, and the head of the company said it will be as effective against the virus as the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines. If approved, AstraZeneca's vaccine will be the fifth put into play around the world to fight the virus. Finland has become the latest European country to report a case of the more contagious coronavirus variant, first identified in Britain. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Health officials say that a Finnish citizen who had recently arrived from Britain for Christmas holiday was diagnosed with a new COVID-19 variant in the southeast region over the weekend. The person's recent connections were traced and his family members have been isolated. Finnish health officials say they believe the variant hasn't spread further. Authorities have urged all those who arrived from Britain since the 7th of December to get a coronavirus test. Last week, Finland halted all scheduled flights with Britain until early January. I'm Zeria Shakili.
For more on these and other stories of the day, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Many doctors are bracing for yet another post-holiday COVID-19 surge as millions traveled for Christmas, AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Dr. Arthur Kaplan is with New York University's Grossman School of Medicine.
Sadly, I think we've got a dark period to go through with more deaths, more infections, more hospitalizations.
And with new variants of COVID-19 showing up, it's more important than ever to wear a mask.
I think it's very likely that the new strain will spread all around the world. I think we can slow it down. And it's important to do that so we can study it and understand it. I think many people are panicked that it's got a much higher transmission rate, and that is something to be concerned about.
Kaplan adds he's been told that the vaccines will cover most mutations. I'm Shelley Adler.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte signed a $93.7 billion budget Monday for next year, the country's largest yet, to bankroll economic recovery and fund the purchase of millions of doses of COVID-19 vaccines. The approval of the national budget, a tenth greater than that of 2020, seeks to return what was formerly one of Asia's fastest expanding economies back to growth and helps contain coronavirus infections. The budget enables the country to heal, rebuild, and resume the economy's upward trajectory, Duterte said after its signing. Members of the U.S. Congress are planning to interrupt their Christmas break Monday to deal with a defense spending bill vetoed by President Trump. Members of the House of Representatives are expected to override the president's veto of a $740 billion defense spending bill. If the House vote passes, the Senate could vote on the measure as early as Tuesday. It requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers to override a presidential veto. Mr. Trump has criticized the defense bill on several fronts. Residents of the Central African Republic turned out in huge numbers Sunday for presidential and legislative elections, despite some efforts by suspected rebels at voter intimidation. The head of the United Nations peacekeeping mission said some rebels opened fire in an attempt to scare voters away from the polls. Rebel groups hostile to incumbent President Fausta Archange Touadéra have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the capital and disrupt the election after the Constitutional Court this month rejected several candidates, one of them former president and accused rebel ally Francois Bozizé. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.